This is an executive summary of mineral rights versus royalty interests in a 1031 exchange, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. People say mineral rights and royalty interest as if they were the same thing, and in casual conversation it rarely causes harm. But when you're contemplating a 1031 exchange, the distinction matters, because the two interests differ in what they cost you, what they expose you to, and how cleanly they slot into an exchange. A mineral interest is ownership of the minerals themselves, with all the rights and potential burdens that ownership implies. A royalty interest is a narrower right, a share of production free of the costs of getting it out of the ground. Both can usually be exchanged, but the details diverge in ways that affect risk, valuation, and the replacement property that fits. This guide draws the comparison out so you can identify what you hold and exchange it intelligently. A mineral interest, often called mineral rights or a fee mineral interest, is ownership of the minerals beneath the tract of land. It carries a bundle of rights, the right to explore, to develop, to lease the minerals to an operator, to receive bonus and rental payments, and to retain a royalty when leasing. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.